You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our scripture reading is 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17. I read, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall away from your own steadfastness, being led astray with the error of the wicked." Here is a warning for us, brethren. The scripture says we must be aware, we must beware lest we fall from our own steadfastness. If care is not taken, you are going to fall from your commitment to Jesus. If care is not taken, you are going to fall from your devotion to the gospel of Christ. You will start going into strange doctrines, strange messages. So the scripture warns us that we must beware. We must be conscious there is a possibility of falling. If there is no possibility of falling, the scripture will not warn us to beware. Some people talk today as if it is no longer possible to fall. We will not see that in the scripture. The scripture is saying you can fall away from your steadfastness. You can fall away from your devotion to Christ. You will stop praying. You will stop giving attention to scriptures. Before you know it, worldliness will enter into your heart. Sin will begin to thrive into your life. Many people did not pay attention to instruction like this. And before you know it, they have become a part of the world. They used to be part of us. They used to be involved in fellowship. They used to be involved in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, they are a people of the world. Many have abandoned their spouses and have gone to start life with another spouse. When you check, these were people who were once in the Lord. These were people who once believed in the gospel, who once maybe probably preached the gospel, but they fell away from their steadfastness to Jesus. Brethren, it is possible. If you are not committed, if you are not determined that you want to follow Jesus till the end, before you know it, you are going to be falling away. It is very easy to fall away. There is grace to keep us, but that is why you must know so that you do not fall. Again, he also warns us that we can be led astray by the error of wicked people. It's so important who you are listening to. Many preachers, many popular preachers today have gone into error, but sadly, all their followers are following them. As the man is going through into error, you are also following them. That is why no matter who you are listening to, you must know the scripture for yourself. You must be able to criticize what you are hearing. Jesus said, judge what you hear. He said, as I hear, I judge. You don't just believe everything. You don't just swallow everything because of the reputation of the man. What many believers do today is that they place a man so high on their heart. It does not matter what that man says, they will do it. If that man says the way to prosperity is that you kill your parent, they will go and kill their parent because they just believe in the man. A man that may have backslidden in his own heart, in his own private moment, and is exhibiting that on the pulpit, people will follow him. A man may come and use the pulpit to fight all the people fighting him, abuse all the people abusing him. Members will not discern that this man is no longer following Jesus. They will still be hailing him. They will be clapping for him. The Bible says, beware, you can be led astray by the error of the wicked. These people, they are wicked because they are not going to keep their error to themselves. They will want to impose it on you. Some people have lost faith in God. Now they've made it their mission to convince other people that there is no God, to convince other people that Jesus does not save, to bring strange doctrines around the scriptures. Beware, lest you are led away from our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.